Good morning, America. This is the Cats Roundtable. John Katzmatidis here. With us today is a special guest from the UK, Nigel Farage. And he was 21 years in the parliament. And they call him Mr. Brexit as his nickname. Good morning, Nigel. How are you this morning?
Good morning, John. I'm well and pleased to be back in the USA.
Well, welcome to America. And you're here to tell us, all American people, you told me Thursday night when we had dinner.
Well, you know, I sense that a lot of American conservatives are very down at the moment, some even to the point of disillusionment, because, you know, your nominee, Donald Trump, got 75 million votes and still didn't win the election. You've got a Biden administration threatening to pack the court, to maybe undo the Electoral College. We've got a woke cancel culture completely out of control, free speech directly under threat, and American cities looking more divided than ever. And against this backdrop, a lot of conservatives are feeling very down. Now, the parallel story I bring is this. We voted for Brexit back in June 16, and yet, by the spring of 2019, Brexit had not been delivered. The establishment had stood in our way. They'd done their damnedest not to carry out the will of the people. And we fought back. We fought back. I led a rebellion of the grassroots, a political rebellion of the grassroots. We stung the establishment. And in the end, they delivered it. We got Brexit. We've won. We're out. We're free. We're independent. We're running our own country. We're back in control of our own borders. And so my message to American conservatives is, I know how you feel, because we were there in 2019, but we didn't give up. We planned and prepared for the next battle. And I think if American conservatives get active on the ground, get organized, commit to doing something, I think you can win not just a stunning victory in the midterms in 2022, but take the White House back in 2024. So I've come to work, you know, over here with Freedom Works, a grassroots organization, and I want to spread that positive message right across the states.
Wow, that's some message. You were the forerunner. You were the person at, in Great Britain where you were pushing Brexit. And tell us what's going on right now with Brexit. Is everybody adjusting? Have you made peace with all the world?
Well, the interesting thing is that, you know, as often with these battles, the biggest divisions are within your own country because, you know, 52% said they wanted to leave, 48% said they wanted to stay. But opinion polling this week now shows that if there was a referendum tomorrow, it's now 70% that would vote to leave. So we're getting unity within our own country. We come to a deal with the rest of the European countries. It's not perfect, but it's okay. We're moving on. And now we're free to start re-engaging with the United States and other parts of the world. So, I mean, frankly, you know, I spent 27 years of my life fighting for this. This was my political dream. Everybody told me it was impossible, but we've done it, and it's proving a very great success. So, to be honest with you, John, I couldn't be happier.
It sounds pretty good. How is the vaccine situation going on in UK and the European community too?
Well, this is at the core, I think, of why now 70% would vote to leave, because we, having left the European Union, made our own vaccine decision. We employed a woman on a short-term contract who came in from private equity, has done a brilliant job, and of course, above her is the Prime Minister and our elected ministers, and we've got a phenomenal vaccine rollout. 60% of the population have now been vaccinated. All the vulnerable have now been vaccinated. In the European Union, the vaccine decision was taken by a Cypriot bureaucrat, a woman who'd not been voted for, who can't be removed, and she had the responsibility, and it is a disaster. And, you know, we vaccinated 4 to 5 times the number of people that most of those European countries. So it just goes to show, you know, don't give up democratic control of your lives to international globalist bureaucrats, because they nearly always make a mess of it.
And tell me, Nigel, is UK open for US citizens yet?
No, we're being incredibly cautious about this, perhaps too cautious. The death toll last week on several days was literally down in single figures. I mean, lower than those dying in road traffic accidents and from suicides. But from the 21st of June, we are aiming to get back to full normality. And that'll mean, you know, hopefully once again, decent transatlantic trade, not just of business people, but of, you know, people going on holiday as well. So I think the good news is just around the corner, and I really do.
What else would you like to tell the American people? You told them you have to be diligent, you have to sit and fight for what's right. What else would you like to say?
Just that America is a great country. It's an amazing country. You know, you are the leaders of the free world, and I think you deserve better. And frankly, the rest of us deserve better than a president like Joe Biden, who is continually being pulled to the left by a real new extremist political movement. None of this would have happened if it hadn't been for the mass mail-out of ballots. And you've all got to fight and make sure that never again can the election integrity in this country be called into question in the way that it was last year.
And does the European Union, the people of the European Union, feel about Joe Biden, President Biden?
Well, look, I think the truth of it is that, you know, firstly, on the world stage, we see this supposedly powerful country that can't even control its southern border. I mean, that, frankly, for a country of the might of America, looks humiliating. And I've not met a single person in any European country who thinks that Joe Biden is impressive as leader of America or leader of the free world.
Nigel Farage, Mr. Brexit, thank you for your input on what's going on in the UK and the European community. And I hope we get to talk more often.
Thank you very much, John.
This is the Cash Roundtable. We'll be right back.